Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Very thankful for a wonderful Thanksgiving. How about you?
I am thankful for that as well. It was a beautiful Thanksgiving this year.
And I have to tell you, we actually went over 55 today. We've been going down to 22 at night. So I am very blessed today because the weather was actually cooperative.
We are in paradise down here for everybody up north. It is just perfect paradise. You couldn't ask for more perfect weather. Thanksgiving, and it's been the last week, and it's going to continue on. We're in paradise. Sorry, y'all. God bless your hearts. But that's just too cold.
Sure, just rub it in, Jacqueline. Rub it in, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. On this one, I go, yeah, I'm in the right spot.
Well, I'm happy for you. Well, you know, it's interesting. This solar eclipse is coming up on the 4th. It's in the Saros cycle, which means that the planetary energies that are lining up hasn't happened in 18 years and 11 days or something like that. It's like an amazing kind of thing that's going on right now. And there's not a lot of tentative angles to this particular solar eclipse. I think sometimes on the internet, you know, they do pop astrology. They play it up or they play it down, whatever. It is what it is. And to me, this one to me seems, I don't know, I want to say vanilla.
With a Libra rising, vanilla, really?
Well, that's only on the Eastern Seaboard, honey. It's not the same when you're in California, okay?
That's true, but it gives a certain flavor and a certain tone. It is, you know, again here, it has its dualities because of the Sag energy that's in it, you know. But it's, you know, it is, I agree, it is pretty much a bland chart.
It is. And, of course, you know, Venus is going to be kissing Pluto in Capricorn. And before we went on the air, Jack and I were chatting about, like, I'm having some dental issues and many other people are having dental issues. And Venus is usually only in Capricorn for about 6.5 weeks, but it's going to retrograde in Capricorn and then go through it again. So it's like a process of maybe taking good care of your bones and your teeth and that part of you that keeps you strong and keeps you mobile and keeps you balanced. And that's why the Libra rising, I'm glad you brought that up, Jacqueline, so that's probably very true. But nonetheless, our inconjuncts that are going on here, but again, some of them are to the vertex, okay, or the electric ascendant on the East Coast. The vertex is locationally sensitive also. So in other parts of the world or other parts of even this country, those are not necessarily in effect everywhere, okay? So those are the things that I like to look at in a chart like this. I'm thinking, all right, well, what can I do to, like, prepare people for this eclipse, right? And you know what? I actually think there's going to be a lot of adjustments going on, but I don't really feel it's going to be a command performance. I think it's going to be more of a process kind of thing from what I'm seeing. Do you agree?
I do. I really do. I think it is, you know, we call the sixth personality in this play, okay, because there is a lot of sixth personality in this play. I think it is, and that's the reason why I said bland, is it's because I think anything that happens with this new moon that we're going to have is really about, this is okay. We're going to come to balance in the circumstances. We see what the issues are. we can work on them. Okay, and again here, everything seems slow and in a long process of it. It's like moving like mud in this chart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think this new moon cycle is going to bring us a slowing down effect more or less, as well as a little bit of a reality check on things, or a more grounded, ability to see things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there's a couple other things going on in the chart, which I didn't mention, when I put out the thing for the radio show tonight. Of course, we have, Mars in square to Jupiter. Mars in Scorpio, square to Jupiter in Aquarius. That's going on. We have Saturn in square to Uranus, retrograde in Taurus. That's going on. But again, in and of themselves, they don't access the solar-lunar lineup, okay? In other words, they're not part of the eclipse. They're just part of the greater heavenly picture, I want to say, to me. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and, it makes things just, the aspects on this, because of how they're not all tied together, it makes it to where there's this piece going on over here and this piece going on over here, and so it does make it to where it's multifaceted of things in people's lives right now. There's multiple things going on. But I think it's more of a practical chart or a fixed chart that you move from one thing to the next like that, because they are disjointed. They really aren't connected to each other. They don't make a T-square or any kind of, any kind of thing like that to it. I mean, the hardest aspect in those that you said is the sextile, again, going to Saturn, which is not really a big, it's a sextile. It's a secondary aspect. So
it gives potential as far as awakening our inner teacher, which I like that, actually. And the other thing I like is I love the fact that Neptune is going to be going direct right before this eclipse, okay, in Pisces, and in trine to Mars. That is a saving grace. Oh, my goodness, yes. And I love that. I love that because people that are on a spiritual path like we are, whether they're psychic, instinctive, clairvoyant, intuitive, it doesn't matter, that trine is really nice for this eclipse. So when we listen deep within, even if we feel like we're going through confusing times, we're going to feel a right direction, a right directive, I want to say. And I think I like that about this eclipse, actually, very much.
Oh yeah. That is one of the nice harmonious aspects of this. Neptune finally direct. Again, we can put on our rose-colored glasses and go along, and things will start to move a little bit better because we can see a little bit brighter now. Again here, I like that about, again, in trine to Mars, it's such a beautiful aspect because, again, the attitudes of people are going to change. And I think it's ironic that this trine is going on right around the holidays,
mm-hmm.
Because, here again, it gives that optimism back to you. I'm tired of the reality check of Neptune, but it does. It puts a little pep in your step with that, with the Mars trine. So I like that about people. I think people are going to be on a little bit more of an optimistic side mm-hmm. when it goes direct. We're so close.
And for those of you that are listening, I want you to know that Neptune has not sat on this star for 165 years. Mars is only in Scorpio every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. So count your blessings is all I have to say right now. Count your blessings.
Yes, some of these aspects haven't happened for a very long time.
It's amazing.
It's amazing the dance of the aspects of how these planets, dance with each other. And some things they'll do, a lot, and other things not so much, And it's always interesting mm-hmm. to see when they come up again, those hundreds and hundreds of years later.
Absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, I suppose we should take a couple callers and see what we can do for them. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
Okay. You and I could talk about this all night. We know that. All right. We're like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love the aspects of this chart.
All right. Air code 650, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Priscilla.
Priscilla, hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I have.
Have you called?
So I'm I have. You should have my information. I was born in India.
September 6th of 65?
Yes. Gotcha. Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yay, good.
Now, do you still live in, where do you live now?
New Jersey. I actually just moved to New York a couple of weeks ago. New York, New York.
Okay, and now where in New Jersey were you, though?
I was in West Windsor, New Jersey.
Because, see, until you're in a new location for 13 lunar months where you go through every full
mm-hmm.
new moon, you haven't
mm-hmm.
reset your light body just yet. And there's probably just
mm-hmm.
a minor difference because New Jersey is so close to New York. Give
mm-hmm.
me the name of the city in New Jersey anyway. Give it to me again. I'm sorry.
West Windsor.
West Windsor. Okay.
Okay. I can't seem to find her.
Okay.
Sorry. I can't seem to find her. Okay. So I'm going to do this again. September 6th.
Yeah. 1965.
And the time again?
10 a.m.
And the city?
Ambala.
Okay. Thank you.
And in Haryana, India. Okay. Got it?
Got it.
Yep. I have
okay.
in India. That's why I wanted to relocate you, because your chart here is so different than the chart that you were born with. It's, like, so amazing. And I have to tell you,
so
I love
huh?
your chart. I love your chart. there's a lot of good stuff going on in here. Wow.
Oh, I'd love
so
to hear about what's going on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd love to hear your feedback about what I should expect in the next few months, especially given the fact that I've moved. But my question was this. I'm actually considering getting some sort of cosmetic procedure soon, and I know Venus is going retrograde next month until the end of January, and I was just wondering if it would be okay, because I know everybody says don't do anything, like, you know, major that has to do with beauty, but I'm just wondering if anything in my chart would override that and make it okay if I did, just in case. I'm not sure, though, you know.
I would like to see you get beyond it, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
The Capricorn energy, Venus being in Capricorn, it can increase the likelihood of scar tissue to form.
Oh, it can?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I would prefer that you wait if you can. Realistically
okay.
speaking.
And
what's
going
to happen is
yeah.
I'd like to see Venus completely out of Capricorn. And it comes
yeah.
out of Capricorn
mm-hmm.
on the 7th of March. Okay?
I see.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking you might be better off to wait, is what I'm feeling just intuitively and just looking at the ephemeris right now for you. I like
mm-hmm.
it better there.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the fact that Mercury is going to be in Pisces at that time, too. It's going to be going from
mm-hmm.
Aquarius to Pisces, which is good for hydration of the skin. So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other
mm-hmm.
planets are direct at that time, too. So it wouldn't
uh-huh.
be like a delayed recovery or like a lot of complication
mm-hmm.
energy showing up. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why it feels
mm-hmm.
so urgent right now. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
Pluto and Venus right now are dancing with your Capricorn moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In your natal third house, okay, of your natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it is all about, you know, you're picking on yourself because you have both Mercury and Sun, and this is this new moon that we're having. Get on your south node. So what it's bringing up for you on the new moon is old issues from the past about your self-worth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you natally have a Mars in Scorpio, but transiting Mars has moved out of orb of that and is in conjunction to your Neptune in Scorpio in your first house in your natal chart, okay? And what this is doing is it's really desiring you to have that transformation and change. So the reason why I've said all of this to you is because there's a deeper thing besides a surgery. And I think in the meantime, before you have that surgery, okay, and I agree with Aphrodite, let me get it off the plate. March is the time to do this if you're going to do it ideally. She explained, you know, the Capricorn energy and how not to, you know, this is not necessarily, you know, if it's an elective, especially cosmetic surgery, it's really not the right time for it. I mean, it'll take a lot longer to heal at this point in time. And I'd rather not see you do that, okay? Like Aphrodite, so I agree 100% with everything that she said.
Until after March 7th. So after March 7th is what you...
Right, okay.
But that's almost around spring. Okay.
And the Pisces planets, though, are going to support your Scorpio planets, too, okay? Because this is about a transmutation for you. With the eclipse, what's going on is these Sag planets are squaring your Virgo planets. And they're also squaring your Saturn in Pisces. So what I want you to do before the surgery, take very good care of your skin. Take very good care of your skin, okay? And do all the things that you're going to do to help yourself, whether it's something that you take internally or whether it's something you do externally. I would prepare for this with a loving attitude for March, because I think what's going to happen is it's going to probably work out really well. So, because in your chart where you live now, or not actually where you lived in New Jersey, I looked at that chart more because you're new in New York right now, so that doesn't matter as much to me. You have to be there 13 months. But I really think because your Saturn, the great teacher, and Chiron, the moon of the healer, are both in Pisces in your 10th house. So if you trust the person that's going to do this surgery, March, I have to tell you, there's going to be a blessing on that person's head to do this. Okay? So I think that that's why it's better for you to prepare for it. Like, take just very good care of your nutrition, your skin, all that stuff, saying this is going to work out just beautifully. Okay?
Yeah. I really want it. I just feel like I just need this transformation.
I'm going to add to this, too, because it's not only about, and that's what I was getting to before, was it's not only about the physical transformation. It's about the internal transformation as well.
Agreed. Absolutely. So,
not only doing that, but saying, okay, I'm preparing for a new life and letting go of some real strong old issues from the past that are inadequacies, like you feel like you were inadequate or you couldn't fulfill it. You know, I could, I should, I woulda, you know, kind of thing. You know, you overanalyze things too much and you got to let go of this stuff. So you have the time here to make a full transformation and change for a greater benefit. So during this period of time, think about that a little bit as far as, you know, letting go when an issue comes up. No, that's from my past. I'm done with that. I'm moving on and I'm moving forward. And I agree again with everything Aphrodite said. Use this time period. It's 3 months out of your life. Use this 3 4 months just to really prepare yourself for this beautiful transformation and change in this, and you'll really get a lot out of it if you do.
Sounds good. I'll wait. Yeah. And so basically anything right now in the next few weeks or during this waiting period, anything in the stars that I should be looking forward to when, I don't know.
Well, both Venus and Pluto are sitting on your moon in Capricorn, and in New Jersey, that is in your eighth house, investing in yourself. Your inner child, but also your old soul, because you have both. Okay? And to appreciate the antiquity of your soul, but love your inner child more. Get back to that youthful exuberance before you even have the physical work done is what I want to advise you to do.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Kind of sit up for this. And Uranus is going to be still in trine to all your Virgo planets, okay, in March. So you're still in good shape here with this. And again, excuse me. So Now, I went through this big thing on my last birthday, okay? I've had long blonde hair for a long time and everything and all this stuff. And I know what? I said, you know what? I was born a redhead. I decided I was going to go back to being a strawberry blonde, okay, on my birthday. Uh-huh. I went to the fair last weekend, and all these people haven't seen me now in a couple of years. People kept walking by me and not recognizing me at
not
all. No, this can happen to you, okay?
Oh, goodness. I don't think that'll be that major a transformation. I'm hoping I'll just look, you know, a little, just more youthful.
Well, I think they probably look at you through new eyes. Let me say it that way, okay?
That sounds good. That sounds great. Well, as long as you're happy.
Prepare yourself for the victory dance. Prepare yourself for the victory dance, girl.
Good,
okay?
And you see it going well. That's the main thing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I will prepare,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you got some nice water
great.
In your chart. It's really going to complement March, and Jack and I both are on the same page with this. It's probably really
yeah.
happy to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's all
keep
it's
us
all
posted.
Great.
Let us know what's going on, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you both very much, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
God bless you. Have
you
a
as
great
well.
Night. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Happy holidays.
Sweet. All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 904, you're on the air.
Hey. Hi, ladies. Hi.
Hi.
This is Stacy.
Oh, hey, Stacy. I didn't recognize your voice.
Hello.
Which Stacy are you?
West Palm Beach, 1216.
All right.
Spanish Town, Jamaica.
Yep.
Yep. And now you're down in West Palm Beach?
Yes, I am.
How do you like it there? I guess it's paradise right now, right?
It's expensive. Yeah.
I get that. Yes.
You're in the right area.
Mm-hmm.
It's paradise right now.
Yep.
Beautiful weather.
Yes, it is.
So what question did you have for us tonight, Stacy?
Just what you see coming up for me in the cards. It's my birthday season, and I'm ready.
You going to be in West Palm for your birthday?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All righty then. She's going to look at your year ahead for you. She's pulling up your solar return for you, honey. I'm going to let
okay.
her go with this because she is so
ooh.
Amazing.
Ooh. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm getting ready to find employment, getting ready to graduate in 2 weeks, and wherever the good Lord takes me. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know where.
Well, and I like the way you approached it, wherever the good Lord leads you to, okay? I like
mm-hmm.
that, okay? Because you're launching from that education into your work, okay? And your soul
mm-hmm.
return just puts it out there, okay? You've been waiting for this. Chiron the Wounded Healer is going to be in your 10th house of career. So this is all about healing and all about shifts and changes as far as that's concerned, okay? Remember...
Okay.
Okay. Remember when you're going through changes in your life, just to relax with it, to have fun. Okay. This year in your solar return, you have a Mercury in Capricorn, so you are going to be focused on your work. Don't put those blinders on. Be open to what's coming to you because your moon is going to be in your 11th house, and that is going to trine both that Venus and Pluto in Capricorn. Okay. And this is about meeting new people, seeing new things, sudden surprises out in the public for you. This whole beautiful thing about you're not just changing jobs, you're changing friends and all of this social environment as well as work environment. So don't always focus on the work is what I'm trying to say. Focus on the socialization of this too, because it really is a nice transformation to both of those. You're going to be able to use your creative talents. So it is going to make you act more creatively with what you're doing. So be open to and flexible with that Mars in Sagittarius to be able to see, you know, walk both sides of the line at points and times and see both sides before you really make a choice of what you're going to do. But I like this year for you. Very few aspects that are difficult, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So stay flexible. And you're going to see a beautiful transformation and change, not only with your work, but also with your social environment and friendships.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. I want to tell you one thing that you probably already know, but I'm just going to kind of confirm you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You getting the certification you've been working so hard for is the game changer, because now you're going to feel a certain sense of subtle power that you didn't have before, okay?
Yes.
The way you're going to approach your employment is going to be much more marvelous than it's ever been for you, okay?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So go for it, girl. Go for it.
I am, definitely. Thank you.
Be in it to win and keep us posted, okay?
Right. Definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thanks. Bye.
Cute. Love it.
Oh, I love this solo return for her. This is
oh,
such
I
a
did
great
too.
Card.
Yeah. I pulled it up on screen while you were reading it. I so agree with you. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Air code 216, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Sharon from Ohio. Hello, both of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to
Happy
you.
Day.
My birthday.
What were you doing on Thanksgiving? Was it good?
I ate. Oh, yeah, it was very nice. Actually, I had 2 days off, which was, it went so fast. My gosh. It's like a snap of the finger, it's gone. I know, tomorrow back to work. Back to reality.
Now, when is your birthday?
September 1st, 1965 at 11:33 p.m.
All right. So I have more than one Sherry on here. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart.
It's a Sharon. Yeah, that's okay.
Sharon?
It's Sharon, yeah, S-H-A-R-O-N.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at Sherry. I'm sorry.
That's
all
right.
Why I couldn't find you. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes, you're right. Uh-huh.
Where were you born originally?
Livonia, Michigan.
See, I have you as Sherry, too, on my computer. Isn't that weird? That's why I kept bringing it up, and it wouldn't go away. So I do
Sharon.
Have you. I just don't have the right name. Oh, my goodness.
I get called Sharon, Sherry all the time. I do. Sherry, Cheryl. Don't worry. It's Sharon.
And where do you live now?
I live in Westlake, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, stay warm. So, you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just want to see what you see coming up like in the next 90 days, next few months in my career, which I love and want to stay there till retirement if I can. I know.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm looking at, I think you can. Okay. Mars is
you know what? Your voice sounds really foggy. It sounds like it's muddled. Like
yeah,
you're
I'm losing you too, Jacqueline. I'm losing you too, Jacqueline.
Oh, can you hear me better
there.
Now?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that I think this is a really good time period for you, especially in the next couple months, as far as your
good.
Work is concerned. you know, you have several nice aspects going to this, okay? First of all, Mars is transiting through your sixth house of day-to-day work, along with all the Sag energy, Mercury, and that whole little section there. But also, Jupiter just danced into your 10th house of your career, okay? And Neptune is getting ready to go direct in your 10th house of your career. So it has some nice harmonious trines from Mars right now to that Neptune, as we were talking about. So there's all these beautiful aspects. There's certain challenges to it. I'm not going to say there's certain squares to it. You have to roll up your sleeves and do the work. But by rolling up your sleeves and doing the work at this point in time, I really think you could stay there for a very long time. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I hope so. I really like it. It's later in life I get the job I love. It's unbelievable. But go on. Thank you. You really do feel like you see me staying there a while. Good. I've been there too.
Yeah. I mean, Jupiter is trying your Jupiter. Yeah, you have to do the work. It's going to be a lot of work. But I really think it's worth it. Everything in this, like I said.
And benefits. I know. You're right.
It's a lot of work of rolling up your sleeves. But you've got so many different blessings and easy aspects to this to say, hey, if you want this, you can have it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you.
Well, I think that before this, though, she was going through this kind of, like, weird burnout. So this has been a saving grace, is kind of what I'm saying.
I know.
Okay?
It gets better
every
year. This year's been the best year. I'm at peace. You're right. I went through some really hard things, since I've gotten this, before I got this
I'm surprised that you did not have all kinds of, like, medical issues and such like that.
Mm-mm. I know.
So again, I would go until the finish line. I would go fast to that finish line. I also like people are giving you water. People are cheering you on. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one.
I'm so glad. I know. And like I said, you guys, this is later in life. I had a lot of struggles with some of the jobs, with the people and stuff. This job, it's just maybe some people just get it later in life. I don't know. But it's a very good job. It's great benefits, pay, and you work hard, but it's worth it.
Oh, I love that for you. This is great.
You do see it. You see stability with me also, don't you?
Yes. Yep.
I know.
It's more about the momentum and the stability.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the momentum is there. So it's like doing the dance. Okay? Because you don't realize that your feet are on the ground because you feel almost elated, right?
I know, and like the rug is going to be ripped off from under me. I do, because, I know, but you're right, I do.
Mm-hmm. You're in good shape, girl. I would ride the train, and I would enjoy every view.
Thank you, both of you. That was a wonderful Thanksgiving gift.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless you. Keep us posted, okay?
Have a nice evening, both of you, okay?
You too. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it when people, like, come over the top and they can have a new view. How beautiful is that?
It's a great thing.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy holiday and happy Turkey Day weekend. I hope y'all had a great Turkey Day.
Hey, Sylvia, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And was looking for leftovers and found them. You call people and see what kind of leftovers they get. It's like, yes, bring me some. I'm on the way.
Hearing a lot of noise in the background. I can't hear you.
Okay, let me remove my. Okay, is this way better?
Yes.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're April 4th, right?
Yes.
Thank you, m'lady. So what do you want to share with us tonight? What did you want to look at, hon?
This is what I have been noticing lately in my life, is that when I hear people say that they are ill or different other kind of ailments, it's just that part of me that just wants to just jump in and say, oh, can I help you with that? Or let me help you with that. And you can take these natural herbs or teas or blah, 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 or less than this in your diet and more of this. I'm going like, okay, this is all too familiar. And it's just
people are going to appreciate your optimism for sure. Oh, yeah. This is Solar Crystal smiling on you big time. Okay? This Solar Crystal is smiling on you big time, and your Aries Sun, your Aries Ascendant, and I have to tell you right now that you just reaching out with your optimistic energy and giving people part of a toolbox to help themselves, I think it's going to be phenomenal. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. All this Sag planets, Mercury and Sun, and coming up to Mars, too, so it's going to excel, okay? All in your eighth house, and especially now because, again, Mars is just getting within orb of your moon, okay? And that's all trining that Aries energy, and it's going to keep trining it. It's going to keep moving it through. So, of course, you have the inclination to really help people transform and change their life at this point in time. I think it's a lovely thing. I think I would pursue a little bit further in the process of this and see what you could do as far as that's concerned, because I really think that this is a time where you could do it.
Okay. So, next question. Where is it? I'm outside of y'all hearing about it screaming and hollering. I'm outdoors. Where in your chart that you can look at and it'll show you, like, what your talents, gifts, and skills, as far as, like, you can use that to make money, take care of yourself, and or be of service, because you got to be, you know, have finances to support yourself.
Well,
and does
that's
that
multiple? That's multiple questions, and
okay.
It's hard to address all that on the air. Now, I look
okay.
at one thing. It depends on where you live, number one, and also depends on your progress chart, okay? Because there's times that certain gifts will launch in your evolvement on this earth, okay? Like when you go to a numerologist, they give you new numbers every year. What we do is we progress you by solar arc. We see the part of your soul that is ready to take on a new mission in a different way, okay? So I like to look at both. Because then I get a balanced view, okay? Now, your midheaven star that you're born with normally is right at your crown chakra, when you are birthed, okay? And that has to do in part with why you came here, okay? What your mission was, what covenant you made before you decided to arrive on Earth this time, okay? So that's how I look at it.
So is that midheaven, like, tenth house?
Say that again?
Is the midheaven, is that the tenth house in your chart?
It's the cusp of the ninth and tenth. Now, you were born in Memphis, right?
Right.
Do you still live in Memphis?
Yes, for the time being.
Okay. All right, now I want to tell you something about this. when you move from place to place, all the planets are still in the same position and are all still angling off of each other, but the house they're in, which is the stage where the action takes place, changes. Okay? Now, in your birth chart, you have 9 degrees of Capricorn on the ascendant, which means that if you work for an institution that's partially government-funded or regulated, or you create your own company, that's where your power is, in your birth chart, okay? Now, say, for instance, you move to California, that could change, okay? But nonetheless, it takes 13 months to reset your light body in order to embrace it, okay? You have to understand, what we look is a living dynamic. What Jack and I look at every day is a living dynamic. We all grow, we all change, we evolve, we go through many things. And when you're really ready to make a change or a move, but I want to tell you, on this particular solar eclipse that's coming up, Mars is right on your moon in Scorpio. Your psychic energies right now are through the friggin' roof, honey. And this is in effect until 2023. A solar eclipse is in effect until the next one, which isn't until 2023. So if I were you, I would enjoy the heck out of this one.
I'm going to add a little bit more to that because it's right on your Mercury, and it's going to go direct December 1st, I believe, first or second. I think it's the first day. And it's finally making that station direct. So then it's going to pass over, which is going to be awesome, okay? This is trying to that Mars aspect to this and lunar moon aspect to this, okay? It is about faith. It is about feeling. It is about intuition. It's about all of that at this point in time that really serves you well, okay? So I know you're trying to get your feet on the ground, and I'm telling you, keep your feet off the ground, okay? Look for the opportunity, but feel it's coming. Don't doubt the process of this. You know, again here, you're a spiritual creature. Reach to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power, and say, okay, I'm balancing. Give me this great thing to do. Okay, and you'll get it. I promise you.
Oh,
the blessing lines right now will do that for you.
Okay. Well, all right. Anything else, ladies? Anything else I need to know pertaining to that? Hello.
Well, what I'm going to say is that it's all about not anything else. It's about being and trusting the process in this because, again, here, you've got this beautiful grand trine going on, and it's just going to help you to have that faith and have that connection to really feel everything and not be so grounded. Okay? I understand that. Okay? But it is about trusting this process. Your work is a way of life. It's not just a job, okay?
Oh, okay.
And so if I could define you as a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, we'd have another whole story because there are natural accountants, you know, doctors. But weren't defined by one particular style for you. So when you have this unique placement in your chart, you really got to look at what really works. Because like
I'm losing both of you. I can't hear you, Jacqueline, and I can't hear her anymore.
I'm still here. Can you hear me now, Alphabet?
Yes.
And you can't hear me anymore?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit, Jacqueline.
Because
you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, because you were talking and then you started breaking up on me.
I know. I couldn't hear Jacqueline. I couldn't hear you either because there's background noise on your side and Jacqueline sounded a little bit muffled. And I'm not sure why, but these things happen. You know, electronics is not. It's great when it works.
Yeah. I'm outside, so you might have heard the wind blowing.
Yeah. Well, we have to go to the next caller, honey, and God bless you, and, you know,
okay,
you're on the right trail. All
right.
Just keep trekking, girlfriend. Okay, just keep on trekking, okay?
All right. Keep me on. I continue to listen. Thank you, ladies.
You got it, girl. All right.
Thank you.
Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye. Are you still there, Jacqueline?
I'm still here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. Yeah, I couldn't hear you before. I don't know why.
I haven't moved my phone. That's strange.
Yeah, okay. We're good. We're good. Hmm. So I put her back on hold so that she can listen. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right, then. Area code 305, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. It's Deanna. How are you?
I am well,
hey,
Deanna. How
are
you,
honey?
Well, another miracle. Still here, still on Earth, still in Dania Beach. I got a date and the time of birth for this person that is piquing my interest. And I was wondering if you could look at it for me.
What's your birthday?
April 13, 1970 at 7:03 a.m. in San Fernando, Trinidad.
Say the name of the city again.
San Fernando.
Fernando. Right, Jackie.
I still didn't get it.
F as in Susan, A-N, second word, F as in Florida, E-R-N-A-N-D-O, Fernando, like that old song from ABBA.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was a good one.
San Fernando, where?
Trinidad.
In Trinidad.
Thank
yeah.
you. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on with me hearing people tonight, but it's crazy. All right.
Well, my voice is kind of low, but I'm indoors, and I'm hearing Jackie now, but it's true. I wasn't hearing her a couple times today.
It's okay.
I don't know. I haven't moved the phone.
And by the way, happy Thanksgiving. I have a lot to be thankful for with both of you ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, does this person of interest still live there?
No. Lives here in Dania Beach.
Okay.
This is fascinating.
That's what I think. I don't think
right?
I could have thought. I couldn't have thought of a better word than fascinating.
Well, you know, there's distinct differences in your personalities, that's for sure. But his Mercury and his Venus are in opposition to your Mercury and your Sun, okay? And his ascendant is right in there too. So here again, there's this kind of yin-yang rebalancing kind of thing. However, his Sun sign is an Aries, and you have a Leo rising, okay? And they're in trine with each other, okay? But you have no other fire in your chart, okay?
I have a lot of fire in my chart.
You have none.
Okay, besides your, you have Pluto, but Pluto is the same thing as your ascendant. It's really not a charger or a power. It gives you any kind of power and it, with a fire energy. So this one really, that's what I said fascinating is because this one brings a different flair to you. It really, as you know, it makes you look at things in a different perspective. And so I really like that. What I am saying is your Jupiter is trying his Mars. So there's a lot of harmonious lines with this rebalancing between the two. I do strongly suggest in this process, remember that it's quality of time versus quantity of time as far as the two of you being around each other, because again here, there's those oppositions that can get on your nerves when you do that. Okay? Mm-hmm. What do you think, Alisette?
I agree. I like the fact that there's a grand trine in Earth, though. So
yeah,
there is a grounding as well as an elation. I like those two together, and I do like the oppositions only because oppositions give you choices, not challenges. That's what I like about oppositions. Okay? Now, you're trying to reestablish yourself, and I think that this person is helping you to do that within yourself in a unique way. I like it. I like it too. Yeah.
Do you see in the images that you look at that there will be a union?
Say that again.
Will there be an encounter?
What do you mean by an encounter?
The kind that you you and Danny have.
And what I'm going to say about it is it is a working relationship. Remember, 50% of your life is free will and 50% of it is destiny. Do I believe this to be destiny? His south node sits on your Mars. So I believe it was destined for the two of you to meet. What you do with that and how you work with that is another whole animal. Does it have potential? Yes.
What I saw, and I don't know hardly anything about astrology, is that his Jupiter is in Scorpio, 2 degrees. Does that count?
Again, that's part of the beautiful harmonious aspects that go along with your two charts. That is in conjunction to your Mercury. It's a little out of orbit of your Sun. But again here, that's what we were talking about as far as that beneficial factor is he can really help you change your perspectives in many different ways, or his thoughts definitely benefit you in many different ways. Again, there's a rebalancing, a refocusing with this to where I think that it is to your benefit to do this relationship.
I really profoundly like him, but there's a huge age difference.
I know, and that's why we want to be realistic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think the souls came together for a reason? Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with Jacqueline on everything she said, by the way. So again, make this something special and something different than you've ever experienced before.
Because
I think it's going to be the same way for him. Okay? So I would just follow the yellow brick road, honey. Okay? And keep us posted, all right?
All right, and I thank you very much. I bless you both.
Any blessings to you, sweetheart? Okay, all right, bye.
Leave me on. Leave me on, please.
Okay. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. You want to take one more?
Okay.
Area code 770, you're on the air.
Hello, Jacqueline Affidat. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who is
this? This is Maddie.
Oh, Maddie, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
I thought I recognized that voice. You're January.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, are you January 7th?
Yeah, I am, yes. But I was calling for my grandson. Is it okay?
Of course.
Sure. What's his birthday?
September the 19th, 2006, at 10:02 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia.
What time again?
10:02 p.m.
10:02 p.m.? Okay.
Yes.
And where?
That's September 19th.
And where?
Decatur, Georgia, Atlanta, same.
Okay, thank you. All right.
And what would you like to know about him?
I would just like to know just where, this general, where he is right now with that age 15.
I want you to know, okay, there's four cycles of Saturn, 7, 14 to 15, 21 to 22. They're times of reevaluation for every soul, just so you know this, okay? And so I'm so happy that you're reaching out on his behalf. This is really wonderful of you, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Does he have a job?
No.
Okay. We need to get him to work.
His father won't let him work.
Well, then he needs to have chores. He needs to have activities. He needs to put something into a mission of accomplishment. Okay? This is a dual personality at this age, and what I'm looking at, if you let him just run wild, especially with the Neptune effect going over his north node. It's time for him to have a purpose is what it is, okay? And so I'm saying to you, I don't care whether he mows the lawn, does dishes, I don't care what he does. Have that purpose of accomplishment with him. Whether, you know, you could even take it into, let's say, building something. You know, let him build a birdhouse or whatever. I don't care, okay? But
okay.
He needs a task and he needs to accomplish it. Busy hands are a good thing for this guy. And he really needs that type of situation at this point in time is what I'm going to say. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. Is he normal?
Is he normal?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't think he's normal, no.
No. He's not going to live the traditional life. And I think he needs a whole hell of a lot more freedom than he's got right now. Okay? And I mean it very seriously.
He needs more freedom?
You got it. Yep. I think he's gifted in some way. And no one has found it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
mm-hmm.
I think that he needs freedom to pursue things that he desires rather than towing the line. I agree with Jacqueline. He does need to be productive every day. I think it's going to serve him. But there may be things that he wants to do that he has not yet had that opportunity. Okay? I think
this solar eclipse
is going to bring it to him. Okay.
I think he talks to his father a lot about he wants to be like in the music business or what have you, like a rapper, and his father keep telling him no, he won't support that.
You know what? I have to tell you, I think this kid could probably be a world-class drummer. Okay?
Thank you.
He's got rhythm.
No, it's amazing that you said this because I asked him one day, what instrument would you be interested in? And he actually told me drums.
Yep.
The reason I asked him that is because
he can pick up those sticks, and he doesn't need music. I can guarantee you. I have a feeling that he has probably done drumming in another life. It doesn't matter where in the world or how he did it, but I feel it's in his soul. And so even though he needs to do what his father is telling him, he can do the drumming too and try and make that happen. Okay?
Okay. Well, perhaps I should go out and buy him a set of drums.
That'd
be a good idea.
I think it would make his world complete. Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, because when he was smaller, he used to love to beat on the table a lot. He used to love the beat.
He's got it. He's
drums,
got it. It's in his soul. I can guarantee, I can feel it like it's crazy with me right now. Yeah.
So music is in him.
Yes. Yes.
Drumming.
And he can also be very artistic in other ways.
Yeah.
Like the way he would create his performance would probably be out of this world. Okay.
Well, I'm so happy to hear. Because I've been a little concerned about him. Wow, his father is so tight. It's like, this boy needs some, you're right, he needs some outlet. Yes.
Yep. And that's going to make everything else, all his scholastic stuff's going to go into place. If he's drumming at the end of the day when he's done his homework and he's doing all the right things, his father can have no complaints and he's going to feel much more fulfilled, honey. I love it. I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, happy
so
holidays,
you
Scott. We're
normal,
off, off the air, but that's okay. I think you've got it all. And thank you so much for reaching out to us because I so appreciate your insight and speaking to him about his true heart's desire. How sweet are you?
Oh. Oh. Thank you.
All right, God bless
wow.
you. You have a sweet night.
I will. Thank you. You guys have a great one.
You too, baby. All right, bye.
Enjoy.
You too. All
thanks.
Right. Well, should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to do the show and support you. We'll be back next Sunday night at 6 p.m., and may you be blessed.
Have a good week.
Good night.
Good night.